Two Chicago heroin dealers have appealed their convictions for causing overdoses, one of them fatal, in Sioux Falls. Judges from the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments in the combined cases on Tuesday, December 15th. Defendants say the affected drug users had an assortment of substances in their systems, but the U.S. Attorney for South Dakota says the overdoses would not have happened if not for the heroin. Michael Hansen is a Sioux Falls attorney representing Maurice Cathy before the 8th Circuit. He says the government did not prove that the heroin Cathy sold caused the death of Lane Diaz in January 2018. Hansen says Diaz did not die immediately after using the heroin.
It's not a situation where the police came upon someone who had a hypodermic needle in them and was found unresponsive on the floor.
He says an autopsy revealed other drugs in Diaz's system, including morphine, fentanyl, marijuana, amphetamine, codeine, and tramadol. Sioux Falls attorney Manny DeCastro argues for Corrid Phillips. He says Phillips admits he was dealing drugs, so his conviction for distribution of cocaine and heroin is not at issue. But Phillips disputes his conspiracy conviction. DeCastro says when OD victims have an assortment of drugs in their systems, it's impossible to know which drug caused the death. He cites medical testimony heard at trial.
Methamphetamine in combination with heroin, it's what's called on the street as a speedball, and dramatically increases the toxicity and the potential for overdose when those two are mixed.
Federal prosecutor Jennifer Mamenga says Narcan saved some of the users, indicating they had overdosed on opioids. She says it would not have worked on other drugs such as meth, and she says the heroin itself explains the presence of fentanyl in users' systems.
We heard testimony at trial also that fentanyl and fentanyl analogs are commonly laced in heroin without even the dealers knowing.
She says evidence shows that Cathy and Phillips distributed heroin laced with fentanyl, whether they knew it or not. The appellate court will issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.